that they're coming up with as well are just laughable. And it's clear that these Gulf Arab states are in fact in the pockets of the Zionists themselves, especially in their support of the Zionist plan in the Middle East that is trying to weaken the resistance axis, which is Iran, Syria, and Lebanese Hezbollah as well as other resistance movements such as the PFLP and other Palestinian resistance movements that have been, you know, successful in their pushing back of the Israeli invasion of Gaza. I think that also the link can be made with ISIS, which has been allowed to grow in the region by those who have destabilized the Syrian and Iraqi states, such as the U.S. and Europe and Turkey. ISIS was the ones who claimed to have killed the three illegal Israeli settlers in the West Bank. So why then did that translate to an airstrike against Gaza that has killed 500 people? And the answer to that is Israel can now just continue their ethnic cleansing campaign against Palestinians with impunity because they have been able to weaken the real resistance in the region, such as Syria. There's a lot more that can be said about ISIS as well being sort of a proxy army of Israel and the United States, who are hell bent on balkanizing Syria. And it's just very interesting that these so-called Al Qaeda groups that claim to have the beacons of Islam are in fact, instead of ever attacking Israel, they're killing Palestinians in Yarmouk camp in Syria, where they've been maybe one of the only places that they have had full rights and refuge since the Zionist takeover of Palestinian land.
Okay, stay with me, please.
There's a really marked hypocrisy there.
All right, stay with me. Let me cross back over to Berkeley, California, and get Mr. Henry Noor back in on this. Mr. Noor, I want to look at the aspects we have seen, though we see the silence of the official international community. More and more, we're seeing regular people take to the streets in various countries and many continents in the world. Looking at your country, looking at the United States, do you think that... Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to...
Usually, I'm afraid I'm pretty pessimistic about the American public, but in fact, I'm encouraged. Here in San Francisco, we had actually a very large in March last 2 days ago on Sunday, by far the biggest march having to do with Israel and Palestine in many decades that I've been involved in this. A very high-spirited, very diverse group of people, lots of young people, families. And everybody, I think, came away feeling much better. And just this afternoon, I took part in another demonstration where we just went out and held up signs at a busy intersection at rush hour at the end of the workday. And we got a tremendous number of people, waving or giving us a V sign or thumbs up or honking their horns in support. I think the pictures, the sheer brutality of what the Israelis do every day is finally starting to get through a little bit to people, I think.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. Do you think that we're transitioning into a different phase as far as the awareness of the American public?
As far as the public goes, I do. That's very different from the American government. And there's no direct connection between what the American government does and what the people think. But I do think they're really seeing a tipping point in public opinion, and that might begin over time to have some effect on what the government does. But, I think in terms of the question you asked before about the international community, I just want to get back to that. Because I think the real thing is in a sense, it really depends on how well the Palestinians can hold out. I think the international community is quite willing to let the Israelis do whatever they want, as long as they can get away with it. If they can succeed, no matter how many people they kill, if they can do it quickly and efficiently, the Americans and the rest of the so-called powers will let them get away with it.
Why is that the case? That question, then, sir. Why is that the case? Why do they allow Israel to get away with it?
Well, my view is that they the key thing is the power of the Zionist lobby, so to speak, in this country. They're really the critical factors. I mean, some people say it's American imperialism in general, but I don't think the American, you know, the Wall Street banks, or the companies that make weapons, or the oil companies and whatever, they don't care about Gaza. They don't care about Israeli settlements or the Jordan Valley or whatever. To be honest with you, the Jews and the power that the Jews have in this society, the power to intimidate non-Jews and to guilt trip people about the Holocaust and this and that. Jews are, I'm Jewish by background, so I have to say that, but Jews have a tremendous amount of wealth and a tremendous amount of cultural power, very prominent positions in the American media and universities and the think tanks and Hollywood and everything that shapes opinion in this country, and they use that wealth and position to shape the climate of opinion, to browbeat any politicians who might have different thought. And you see every time the Congress, Senate just passed some resolution unanimously supporting Israel, offering them more money for weapons and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that the change in public opinion doesn't change, that doesn't really reduce that kind of power. It might, over time, it might, but the politicians are still responding to the money and Americans like to boast about being a democracy, but they're all for sale. All these politicians, they just do what people give them most money want them to do. And,
okay, stay with me, Mr. Noor, please. Stay with me, sir. Let me cross back over to Sydney and get Ms. Mimi Al-Laham back in this discussion. What about the hypocrisy when we see the world's leaders, if we want to call them? It appears that they have become more blatant in the way that they actually express this ultimate support for Israel. In the middle of this onslaught, when terrible images are crossing television screens of children dying, then we see UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon actually condemning Hamas and giving his condolences to the Israelis. What do you make of that? Why do you think that they have become so blatant, so in-your-face type of attitude that they're taking?
Well, they believe they have no opposing force against them. They believe that nobody's going to notice. They control the media. They control people's minds. And it's so hypocritical and ironic. These same people who have been claiming to be humanitarians for the last however long, launching humanitarian wars to save people from being bombed, etc. In the meanwhile, supporting insurgent groups and destabilizing countries in reality. But it's funny, even the human rights organizations, which are basically mouthpieces for the U.S. State Department, such as Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, even their headlines are sort of blaming Hamas instead of noticing that Israel has been killing a majority of civilians in the war, and that none of the Palestinian rockets has injured perhaps it injured one civilian versus 500 Palestinians. So it's the hypocrisy is so glaring, and I find it ironic that since now some Israeli soldiers have died, the West-controlled media, which are mouthpieces for the Western government, are now saying deaths on both sides, just to make it appear as if it's an equal war, that both sides are equally powerful. And, using words such as kidnapping Israeli soldiers, there's no way you can actually kidnap a soldier, because a soldier is neither a kid nor a civilian. You can take a soldier hostage, you can capture a soldier, but the use of kidnap when it's discussing Israeli soldiers, the bias of the media is just so glaring. They pay more attention to MH17, the Malaysian Airlines that tragically crashed and killed 295 people. However, they don't notice that more civilians have died in Gaza. I mean, the coverage is uneven, I believe. There's no prayers. There's no prayers for Gaza by any of these so-called humanitarian leaders that have been launching humanitarian wars with the UN's responsibility to protect mandate.
And no moments of silence that we saw from the United Nations the other day, also for that airplane that was shot down over Ukraine. Well, that brings us to the end of this part of our look at the latest situation in Gaza. I'd like to thank my guests for being with me, Palestinian Solidarity Movement out of Berkeley, Mr. Henry Noor, and out of Sydney, Australia, political commentator Ms. Mimi Al-Laham. And thank you, viewers, for staying with us right here at Press TV. Don't go away. I'll be back in less than 5 minutes with the latest news from Gaza and the rest of the world. Stay tuned, please.